friends. And within the bowels of an ancient library here, there is a rune I am searching for. I need to record this rune for my studies. Over many years of use and meditation, even the most simple symbols and mantras, which are strings of words or sounds used in rituals and meditations, can mean much to an individual and the ethereal realm as a whole. Many runes used in practice these days with rituals and spells by witches and practitioners of other faiths come from ages long since past.
Please, be quiet.
Mind your own business, old man.
Well, I never.
Sorry, my friends.
You will pay for this.
Anyhow, when it comes to recording many words, symbols, and rituals, such as candle placement or preferred meditational steps, I suggest writing all of these in the same book. Many witches carry their tomes or spell books with them at all times, logging most, if not all, of the events surrounding their studies. As you ink in your thoughts and such into your book, keep it with you at all times, for as with all things magical, the more experience you put into your tome, the stronger it will become. In time, as you log your paths and experience into it, your book will become quite the record of knowledge and energy. The more you write in this book, the stronger the power contained within the pages will be. If you hope to gain ground with your abilities, you must practice and study your efforts. Okay, friends, I sense trouble coming. Anyway, I suggest that you get something with a good cover that will protect your collection of material. You want to avoid moving or losing pages at all costs. Damn.
Hey, you can't be here.
Get away!